Welcome to 905 Mac Daily for Thursday, July 11th, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. Today's episode of 905 Mac Daily is brought to you by Ditto. Apple has disabled the walkie-talkie service on Apple Watch this morning due to an unknown exploit that could have allowed a stranger to eavesdrop through the Apple Watch microphone without consent. Late last night, Apple confirmed to TechCrunch that it disabled walkie-talkie on Apple Watch as soon as it became aware of this vulnerability. Apple says that it does not believe that the issue was ever taken advantage of in the wild, and further details on what exactly the hole was remain unclear. For the time being, the walkie-talkie feature on Apple Watch is completely disabled, and the app will be non-functional until Apple can fix the problem. It's not currently clear if the issue is something that can be resolved server-side, or whether Apple will need to release a software update to all users. What's notable here is that Apple disabled walkie-talkie immediately after learning of the vulnerability. As you'll remember from the group FaceTime security concerns earlier this year, Apple did not act on reports it received weeks prior, which ultimately allowed the bug to go viral. At this point, it's unclear when Apple might restore walkie-talkie functionality on the Apple Watch, but we'll be sure to keep you updated. In other security-related news, Apple says that it has pushed a silent update to macOS to remove a web server secretly installed by the video conferencing app Zoom. Earlier this week, a security researcher detailed how the Zoom app installed a hidden web server on Macs, leaving users vulnerable to having their webcams hijacked. Apple has now confirmed that it pushed a silent update to resolve the issue and that the update does not require any user interaction to install. The sole purpose of the update is to remove that web server installed by Zoom. Zoom said that it had installed the web server to allow users to join Zoom meetings with one click. That web server, however, is what left users vulnerable to having their Mac webcams and microphones hijacked. The security lapse also affected users who had gone as far as to uninstall the Zoom app completely, as the web server persisted and remained installed. In its statement, Apple said that it pushed the silent update to Mac users to protect them from the risks posed by the exposed web server installed by Zoom. Today's episode of 9to5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Ditto. We all know mirroring MacBooks and iPhones to Apple TV is easy, but do you ever wish your Apple TVs could do more? That's where Ditto comes in. With Ditto, you can let anyone wirelessly share their screen, Mac, Windows, Android, Chrome, and iOS to the Apple TVs in your workspace. It works with just the hardware you already have, and it's incredibly simple to use. If you're already using Apple TVs in your office, Ditto is the easiest way to give your guests and employees seamless screen mirroring access to share content, no matter what device they're using. You can try Ditto for free for 30 days now at goditto.com. That's goditto.com, and my thanks to Ditto for supporting 9to5 Mac Daily. In other news today, Apple has registered 5 new iPad model identifiers with the Eurasian Economic Commission. These devices are registered as running iPadOS 13, which means Apple is intending to release them in the fall alongside the final version of iPadOS. Apple has already released a new iPad mini and a 10.5-inch iPad Air this year, and this suggests that updates to the iPad Pro and 9.7-inch iPad could be on the way. As we explained earlier this week, a new 10.2-inch iPad is expected to enter mass production this month. This iPad would be a successor to the 9.7-inch iPad, with the increased screen size being achieved by slightly reducing the bezel size. As for the iPad Pro, we aren't expecting any major changes, as the device just received a major redesign last year. This year, we would expect small spec bump updates instead. The fact that these filings are already showing up suggests a launch within the next few months, although it's possible that these 5 model identifiers merely represent multiple variations of the 10.2-inch iPad, such as different storage sizes, Wi-Fi and cellular configurations, and more. Rounding out today, a new report from reliable Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo says that at least one of the new iPhones introduced in 2020 will have a smaller front-facing camera cutout, making for an improved screen-to-body ratio and a smaller notch. At this point, it's unclear whether that new design would come to only one of the 2020 iPhones or if Apple is planning to extend it to all of the new models. In addition to Kuo, however, a separate new investor note out of the supply chain in China suggests that Apple's screen suppliers are actively developing full screens without notches along the top. The report echoes Kuo and says that by next year, Apple will have at least one new iPhone with a smaller notch or perhaps no notch at all. The report goes on to say that by 2021, 3 new iPhones are likely to use in-screen Touch ID fingerprint recognition as opposed to Face ID. In conjunction with this, the notch would be greatly reduced in size or removed completely. Now, these reports should be treated with a healthy dose of skepticism. Kuo's claim that Apple is working towards a smaller notch is certainly believable, but claims that Face ID is completely going away are a bit more sketchy and should be treated as such. Other things new on 9 to 5 Mac today include a new video from Jeff Benjamin in which he highlights 5 of the best under-the-radar features in iOS 13. Meanwhile, we have a look at how a Tesla engineer uploaded Autopilot source code to his iCloud account before leaving for a Tesla competitor. We also took a look at how Apple's new MacBook lineup compares, helping you decide which model is right for you. Links to all of these stories are in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. My thanks to Ditto for sponsoring today's episode. Read all of these stories and more on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter @ChanceHMiller, and be sure to check back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5Mac Daily.